Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. It's just going to be you and me for a couple of segments because I got a couple of things I want to talk about. You know, folks, we are, as I've reported and as you know, it appears that we're out of the recession, technically, meaning this quarter, the recession, we should have positive GDP. In the from a macroeconomic standpoint, from the nation standpoint, we should have positive GDP this month, and hopefully we'll continue that. We may have a quarter down the road that dips, but hopefully we won't slide back into a recession. But that's not what it feels like, is it? For so many of us, especially if you're in retail, if you run a restaurant, probably, and a lot of other folks, a lot of other businesses, especially small businesses. It still feels, even though you might be seeing a glimmer of activity, a little flurry of activity, and you might be starting to feel a little bit better about things, we're still having a tough time in the economy. It still feels tough because we got millions of people, maybe tens of millions of people. Well, actually, we do have tens of millions of people unemployed, and people still losing their houses. So there's a lot of pain still out there. So you and I are working as hard as we can to make sure that we survive. If you remember, I said, okay, 2009, our goal is to survive 2009. That's it. You know, there's no shame in saying, what did you do in 2009? And you say, I survived. We will be no shame in that. So we're watching our money. We're trying to think, okay, how can I be smarter? What am I missing? What can I do to make sure that we find customers, all the customers we can, and not only that we find them, but when we find them, we keep them. We get them to come back. What am I doing? Am I doing everything I can to make sure that happens? Well, you know what, folks? As I move around the marketplace, as I do, and as I am this week, in fact, and I do business with companies as I go, I'm seeing some troubling things that are solutions to which cost nothing. The solutions to these issues, these troubling things, would cost you not one penny, not one red cent, and yet the problem is a big one. And one of these problems you've heard me talk about before, and that is not saying thank you, not acting grateful for the business that a customer gives you, literally letting customers come to your business, give you their money, and they walk out without one person in your organization letting them know that you are very grateful. You know they have other options, but you chose us. Thank you for doing that. What can we do to help you in the future? Now, you think that was over the top? You think that was too much? You think that was too syrupy? Well, guess what, folks? If you think that, you are wrong, because it's not. Today, customers still, regardless of what's going on, in fact, maybe especially right now, customers want to be appreciated. They recognize it. Think about yourself. Think about your own experiences. When you do business with somebody, when you go buy a business and you drop some shekels on them and take a product away, don't you feel better when they act like they're so glad you came in? Thank you for being our customer. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. Blasingame. Whatever you have to say, there almost is nothing you can do over the top. And yet, so many places I go, I get under the bottom, not over the top, under the bottom responses. And I'll tell you something else, folks, and you've heard me say this before, have a nice day doesn't get it. Your mother says have a nice day. Have a nice day is fine if it's included, if it comes after, Mr. Johnson, I want you to know that we really appreciate you coming in today and doing business with us. Your business is very important to us, and we want to do what we can to make sure that you stay a happy customer with us. Do you folks? I hope you don't. I hope that doesn't bother you to hear me say that. I hope that you don't. That doesn't bother you to think about saying that yourself. That is not over the top. Ladies and gentlemen, what have I said a million times in the last 12 years? Everything you sell is a commodity. The only thing that's unique about you, not even your service is unique. Not even your excellent service is unique. That's not unique at all, because lots of people got that. The only thing that's unique about your business and the relationship you have with customers, with people who come in your business, there is only one thing that's unique about you, and that is the experience that they have with you. And what is that? What if that experience doesn't include an appreciation for their business? Well, guess what, folks? That's a subpar experience. That's a less than desirable experience. And that's a yawner, that's a loser, frankly. In my opinion, that's a loser. Why? If I can get the product that I want from 100 places, including 75 online, and if I can get maybe the same product somewhere else cheaper, and if the service is just as good, but the other place says thank you and you don't, are you competitive at that moment? No, you're not competitive. Folks, this is so important. If you're a business owner, I want you to listen to your employees. I want you to hear what they're saying when they don't realize that you're listening to them. I want you to think about this. I want you to ask customers, when we take your money, do we say thank you? And here's something else. You know, a lot of times customers will say thank you, right? Well, if a customer beats you to the punch, if they say thank you before you say thank you, you lost. You don't get credit for that. I'm not going to give you credit for that. So if you find out that your people are not saying thank you to the degree that they should, which means every time, maybe 3 or 4 times, then you need to train them. And maybe you need to start with you. Incredibly, folks, I've had business owners. I knew they were the owner, and they handed me my purchase, and they did not even act like they cared whether I came back or not. You know what? Maybe they didn't. And guess what? They might get their wish. Now, when we come back after these messages, the first problem we got today is not saying thank you. But there's another problem that I want to talk about. And I haven't talked about this, I don't think, much. I know I haven't much in the past. Not as much as thank you. But the next issue is a real, real problem. 20 after. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.